The Brad Sesmatt Show, broadcasting live.
Thanks for being with us. We work our way towards Thanksgiving and a big, long holiday weekend. Fabs is with us today for your fantasy football needs. If your team is still alive, even if it's not, you're having fun with fantasy football. We do it every Tuesday with the one and only Michael Fabiano, SiriusXM Dirt, the Hall of Famer, and, of course, SI.com. We also will show the Brad Sesmatt Football AZ Show, this week's edition, which is all around the Territorial Cup. Very little on what happened to the Cardinals last night in Mexico City. That is coming up on today's stream as well. Tomorrow, Bleacher Talk will be here. Bleacher Talk with Claudia and Spurge and Eliav and Bruce Cooper as they look at the high school space with the playoffs and the Open Division getting started this weekend. So that is on the stream here the next couple of days. Wherever you're heading, I'm sure many of you are checking out today and you're on the road. Some of you are listening to the show. Appreciate you being involved with us through the year. And be safe, and we want to see you back here next week. What is on my mind in the world of sports, brought to you by Desert Financial Credit Union. Desert Financial Credit Union, taking care of you, taking care of your business. That is Desert Financial Credit Union. As always, we appreciate their support. Cardinal game last night. Do we really need to talk that much about it? Like, I was with a business person this morning having breakfast, and he said something to me that just made me sit up at attention. He said, you know, I don't really care about things like Hard Knocks. It just feels like the Cardinals are trying to show anything other than their football team. And because the team's not good. He's like, do you think Michael or the owners are embarrassed? He said the owner is embarrassed by giving Cliff the extension and Kyle the extension and Kyler the extension. And I'm like, oh, you're somebody I'd really like to just keep having breakfast with because they get it. Man, like, it was not even a fair fight at all. It was just so, like, okay, the 49ers are miles ahead of where the Cardinals are. And if you're a poor Cardinal fan, you've just come used to this. You know, it's you know, we're the Super Cardinals, man. We're on Hard Knocks, and we've got Kyler Murray signed this big contract. And you just look at everything that's gone on here since last March, every last bit of what's gone on. And actually, I would say, go back to how they crapped the bed at the end of the season last year. Something flipped, something turned from about a year ago now to where they just couldn't figure things out. And it was Kyler. It was a game in Chicago, I think it was, last year, where it was, I'm just kind of looking at it like, this doesn't look quite right. And we know what happened down the stretch. And then their offseason started out like eyebrows raised. And then Kyler's stuff being leaked out in July right before camp about how he doesn't study, he's not this, he's not that. And then, well, we're going to be on Hard Knocks, and we're supposed to get all excited about that. And no, we want a competitive football team here in Arizona. We want a team that every year just feels and exudes confidence. Like last night, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman weren't having it with the Cardinals. They just weren't having it. And, you know, the one touchdown where Aikman said, yeah, something with the Cardinal defense. And I'm watching it. And I'm hearing these guys just take shots at the organization. And they're having a fill time, too. And, you know, it is 3.5 hours. I always like to use that line here. I've used it forever. It's 3.5 hours of my life. I'm never going to get back. And it was just dreadful. And so today it's, you know, well, if they weren't all beat up, well, guess what? They are. Okay? So you can't play that game. Because, I don't know, 49ers have been beat up. But they made a comment about how much the 49ers enjoy each other and playing with each other and the joy of football. And it's the culture. You know, I covered John Lynch in high school. I've known Johnny a long time. And John is someone that is not going to mess around, but he's also not going to be the center of attention. He doesn't need to be seen on Hard Knocks. And he just shows up and makes things happen. Trade away a whole bunch of draft picks, get Christian McCaffrey, got it. Way to go. And we're just going to put a bunch of guys out on the field. We don't believe Jimmy Garoppolo can play. Or do we believe he can play? We just need to light a fire under his backside. Well, we're going to draft Trey Lance. Well, we're going to get Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant. It was good to see Brock on the field last night. We're going to have injuries. We're going to overcome those. We're going to have fun with one another. We're going to have a group that Debo may make a play. Ayuk may make a play. In the Bay Area today, they are celebrating. Here, it's just like, what the heck? Or beyond that. And so 4-7, the Cardinals are 4-7, and their remaining schedule, you look at it and you say, okay, they have six games. They need to get, we keep playing this, they need to get to about 8 or 9 wins in order to even have a shot. And so they have the Chargers this Sunday, and they have the bye week, and then they have New England, and then they play at Denver. And each one of these games I can look at and say, well, they're better than, and I can't say that. I don't know if the game in Denver is going to be played in a blizzard. I don't know what the conditions are going to be. Do I think Tom Brady is going to have Tampa Bay rounding into form and Rashad White ready to come back to Phoenix and run roughshod? Yeah, on Christmas Day. You play at Atlanta, that's about the only game I look at on their schedule and say, you know, that's got to be a win. It's got to be a win, doesn't it? And then they finish at the 49ers. The way the 49ers are playing, I don't think they're going to catch Philadelphia, but they might. So are they going to rest guys? And you get the, well, we beat the 49ers, who ended up playing in the Super Bowl. Tell me they didn't look like the best team in the NFC. So I know the Eagles have started to do this a little bit. Our good buddy Seth Joyner would disagree probably. But the 49ers just look like that team that is rounding into form and getting ready for the postseason. They're having fun with each other. And we're sitting over here saying, okay, the Cardinals are going to do what in the draft exactly? Like, if you believe that after everything that's gone on here, that we're not going to get Kyler sitting in a locker saying, yeah, I don't know if I want to be here, except not in those terms, or body language or signals, I mean, come on. It's just, and you can always say this time of year, it's, well, got to get rid of Kine. Michael's never done that, or the owner's never done that. And it's just this culture here in Arizona. That's what it is. You want to argue on that? What does the record show? Not much. And rather than sit here and sugarcoat and talk about, wow, well, Eno's not in Hard Knocks this week, that's a waste of time. Why did they show the Eno thing? Because, I don't know, it's produced by the Cardinals side. They're the ones that are shooting this. You don't think there's stuff in there? They're like, no, we're not putting that in. We just didn't do it. Couldn't be everywhere. Oh, okay. And that's why I don't watch, because it's sanitized. ASU Arizona Territorial Cup Friday. Jordan Hamm is going to go. Jordan Spurgeon is going to go. Michael Rincon will be there. I haven't decided if I'm going to go yet or not. I've been to Territorial Cups. The storylines around this are pretty few. Neither team's got a chance at a bowl game. This is the big war. This is the rivalry renewed. No, it's two teams are heading nowhere. And this is Grumpy Brad today. And I already looked at the schedule. So USA plays England at noon on Friday. USA England's pretty compelling to me. Like, I watched USA Wales yesterday start to finish. A draw to me is very exciting. If you don't get soccer, that's a you problem, not a me problem. USA England at noon. ASU Arizona, I can flip back and forth. Playoff game for my son's team that night. Maybe too well to attend to go to this year's game. Suns play the Lakers tonight, and the Coyotes lost last night. That's pretty much what's on my mind at this point in time of the day. Up next, it's Fabs. We're going to lighten the load, and I think Fabs may be a bit grumpy today just because of some of the things that have happened, although the Cowboys did win. So we'll have the Hall of Famer Michael Fabiano for your fantasy football questions. And then the TV show, the Football AZ show. That is all straight ahead. Our chairman of the board, the Iron Man, is Jared Nielsen. And we hope that you and yours have a great and safe holiday. We're back with more after this time out. It is week 12. It is Thanksgiving week, which means if you're not working on your fantasy team today, you are in trouble. You're behind the eight ball. You got to get it figured out. And that's why Fabs is here, the Hall of Famer. Michael Fabiano joins us as always, SiriusXM and SI.com. A lot of questions. Just jump right in the mailbag. A lot of questions about tight ends with Kyle Pitts going down. The tight end room has been wiped out like a top 12 without Zach Ertz. So there's some names out there, Fabs. I don't want to run them by you. You just tell me, what do you think of tight ends available for the Pitts crew out there?
Well, not only that, I mean, think about it. Dallas Goedert's not playing. You mentioned Ertz. Darren Waller's not playing. Like, tight end's a disaster right now. So some of the names that you can maybe go out and get. Juwan Johnson, who's getting in the end zone like on a weekly basis for the Saints. He's certainly someone that you can go out and get. Greg Dulcich may be floating around out there. Foster Moreau's playing the Seahawks this week. That's a really good matchup. Logan Thomas had his best game of the year last week for the Commanders, so he's also worth a look. Deeper leagues, maybe you go with Trey McBride, especially after Rondale Moore got hurt last night. But it is rough sledding at the tight end position.
Yeah, and I think if you look at where Logan Thomas is one, but two, Trey McBride, those are two guys, you know, I know the Cardinals were awful, okay, but they are throwing to the tight end some, and I thought McBride looked pretty good last night.
Yeah, he didn't have a massive fantasy game, but his yardage totals weren't great. But, I mean, if he can get 4 or 5 catches as a tight end this year, you're hoping for a better yards per catch average than he had. But still, the opportunities are there. And right now, a lot of folks out there are in dire straits.
Fabs is with us for a couple of minutes. We'll let him go shortly. The mailbag, Jets quarterback. What do you make out of what's going on there?
Listen, anytime the Jets draft a quarterback highly, you can pretty well be assured he's going to be a bust. I get it. Like, this regime had nothing to do with the Chad Pennington regime or the Mark Sanchez regime or the Sam Darnold regime, but the Jets are cursed. And Zach Wilson did not endear himself to fantasy fans, to NFL fans, and certainly to Jets fans in the locker room after the comment he made last week. So I would love to see, I've said it for weeks and weeks, I'd rather see Joe Flacco under center for the Jets for selfish fantasy purposes. Zach Wilson is not fantasy relevant, and in fact, he is dragging down the value of everybody in that offense.
And is Flacco worth an ad, in your opinion, Michael? Top 12?
Top 12 for what?
Is somebody to use this week, if you're looking for a quarterback this week.
Oh, quarterback. There's nothing out there. Like, honestly, like, Geno Smith may have gotten dropped in some leagues because the Seahawks had a bye, but probably not, right? Jimmy Garoppolo looked great against the Cardinals, and he's got a matchup coming up against the Saints, so he could be worth a look. Even some of, like, the big-name quarterbacks this week don't have great matchups, right? Aaron Rodgers has had 2 good games in a row from a fantasy perspective. He's got the Eagles. Tom Brady really hasn't had a good fantasy game in the last few weeks, and the Browns' defense is surprisingly tough against quarterbacks. I mean, Josh Allen just scored 13 points against him last week. So there's not a lot of quarterbacks that I love this week. You can maybe go out and get Derek Carr, who's had 3 good games in a row. He's got Seattle this week. You're throwing darts, though, not only at tight end, which we just mentioned, but at quarterback as well. And with Matthew Stafford potentially being out, the Rams are a mess. Kyler not playing. Who knows if he plays this coming week? Yeah. That offense is a mess. Are you going to pick up Colt McCoy? Probably not. There's not a lot to like. I feel like it's the holiday season and I'm dragging everybody down at quarterback and tight end. But, I mean, that's kind of where we're at right now.
Yeah, no. It's fine. And there's no buys this week. So Bimageddon's in a couple of weeks. So there are people that are desperate, just judging by the mailbag. Like, I'm getting questions about the Ravens, a wide receiver. What does Fabs think about Robinson and others and what's going on in Baltimore?
You know, the biggest story is Lamar Jackson has not been good. Right, I mean, he had that 3-game stretch at the beginning of the year. The dude was on pace to have the most fantasy points of any quarterback ever. Since then, he's had like one 20-point performance, and he is 15th in fantasy points scored per game among quarterbacks. Like, that's terrible. And that's 7 games that he's done this. Now, he's got the Jags this week, so hopefully he can turn things around. Now, DeMarcus Robinson looked good last week, but, I mean, am I going to bank on DeMarcus Robinson having another 100-yard game? I mean, certainly not. That's going to be one of those situations where, like, 1 week it'll be Robinson. 1 week you could see Isaiah Likely. Of course, it's always going to be Mark Andrews. Maybe you're going to see a little bit of Devin Duvernay, who is supposed to be the number one wide receiver after Rashad Bateman got hurt. That's going to be a really difficult task in terms of predicting which wide receiver in Baltimore will pop every single week. And there's going to be some weeks where none of them pop.
Yeah, Duvernay just is killing me. Like, I just...
Yeah, he showed some flashes like a few weeks ago. And ever since then, he's been doing nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Rams backfield. Does Fabs think that David Akers is finally getting his touches, Kyren Williams, others?
Here, the Rams, I want to avoid at all costs. Like, especially if Stafford's not playing. Like, the only guys that I could maybe play, Higbee, because tight end's a disaster. I mean, maybe Allen Robinson, but if they're throwing a third-string quarterback out there against the Chiefs, like, no, I'm not going there either. The Rams are, it's crazy to think this, Brad, because they won the Super Bowl last year and they had so many good fantasy players. In fact, great fantasy players. I mean, Cooper Kupp was coming off the best season ever among wide receivers. And by the way, he was doing pretty well, but ultimately what's going to happen, he may not play a game the rest of the season, which means that he is going to fall into that regression column, whether it be because of just simple statistical regression or an injury. And an injury is going to take him out. I don't know that he's going to play again this season. Matthew Stafford, if he does have a concussion, which that was what we've been told, he was in the concussion protocol, that's 2 and 3 weeks. I don't know that he's going to play again this season. And if he does, it may not be to the fantasy playoffs. The Rams are a nightmare. Like, if you want to pick up Cam Akers, okay, but they can't run the ball. Their offensive line is terrible in run blocking. So you think with a second-year inexperienced quarterback under center, if that's where it is, or maybe if it's John Wolford, the running game is going to get better. I mean, like, it's not. The Rams are a nightmare. You can pick up Akers if you want, but if I'm Sean McVay, I want to see what I have in Kyren Williams. Okay. Maybe it doesn't start this week, yeah, but he did get the second most touches in that backfield behind Akers this past weekend.
All right, before I get you out of here, some things you like coming into this long weekend of games, full schedule, full slate of teams. Some things you like, some things you don't like.
Well, first of all, when you're talking about things that I like, I mean, come on, I got to bring up the Cowboys. Like, I mean, after we absolutely just boat raced the Vikings and beat their brains in.
I buried you last week. Yes, go ahead.
And allowed, I mean, and that was a bad fantasy game for every Viking. Like, Dalvin had a good game in terms of yards per carry, but he got game scripted out. So I'm very happy about the Cowboys. So that's certainly something that I'm happy about. I'm happy about Jonathan Taylor looking like Jonathan Taylor again. And he's got a really good matchup this week against Pittsburgh on Monday night. So maybe we're getting Jonathan Taylor back to being the guy at the right time as we all look to make the fantasy football postseason. So I certainly like what I'm seeing from him. Some things I don't like. This past week was ugly from a fantasy perspective. Now, the later games made up for it, right? Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, certainly the Chargers and the Chiefs. We had some fantasy production. But Jets-Patriots was a nightmare. The Panthers were a nightmare. The Texans were a nightmare. There were some gross games. I mean, at one point on Sunday, there were like six teams who didn't score a touchdown. And it was in the second half of all of those games. So the fantasy production, not great. And let's be honest with you, quarterbacks have not been great all year long. And now, I mean, Stafford, not that he was any great shakes in fantasy before, but I mean, you lose him and, you know, you're looking at backups in LA. It's tougher to fill that position than I think I've ever seen before. Like, even the guys who are popping are not consistent, right? Ryan Tannehill has had a couple of good games in a row. Can you trust him this week against the Bengals? I mean, we don't know. Derek Carr, same kind of thing. He's had three good games in a row. Can we trust him against the Seahawks? Maybe. Kirk Cousins, geez Louise. I mean, like, that was one of the highest scoring games projected over at SI Sportsbook, and it was great for the Cowboys, right? But, I mean, Cousins did nothing. So it's been very difficult to trust a lot of – Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert. It's been that Kyler Murray. Like, I can keep going. It's been that kind of year. It's been very difficult. Even Daniel Jones, who we liked the last couple of weeks. But even Daniel, if he doesn't give you the rushing totals, you know, he'll put a stink bomb up for you. Like, this week against the Cowboys, he's probably going to be a back-end QB1, but it's 100% within the realm of possibility that he scores fewer than 15 points against that defense. So those are some of the things that I like. Unfortunately, there's more that I don't like, and it's making life very difficult for fantasy managers, but welcome to 2022.
I like a grumpy Fabs, though. I like grumpy Fabs.
Dude, I've been more grumpy than normal, and by the way, you want to talk about grumpy? Like, okay, Niners, trade away four picks to put Christian McCaffrey in a backfield committee. Like, yeah, first half of that game, we're all right, this is what we wanted. They haven't barely played Elijah Mitchell. This is now the McCaffrey show. And then the second half, what happens?
Yep.
They start going to Mitchell more. Now, McCaffrey had more touches, but his ceiling is stunted now. Right? I mean, like, you're not going to see like a 30-point McCaffrey week if they're going to give the ball to Mitchell this much. So, I've been a little salty over the last few weeks. That is for sure. But at least I got my beloved Dallas Cowboys on the right path. We beat the Giants on Thanksgiving. We take over second place by ourselves. And then we see what happens against the Eagles in a few weeks.
All right. Get out of here. Have a good Thanksgiving. Appreciate your time and insight as always.
Happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
There's Fabs with us, and we're back with more after this timeout.